I'll call her. Hey, can I help you?
Hey, can I talk to Tyler?
Yes, this is Tyler.
How's it going, Tyler? This is Thomas calling you from HarperCollins.
Oh, wow. It's going great. How are you?
Not too bad, sir. Not too bad. I'm glad, like, I was available to give you a call. So, we saw your whole message, and I personally asked my associate to find a number because I wanted to talk to you. I like your story.
Oh, wow. Wow.
I like the story that you provided, and so I want to know more about it. I am kind of interested in talking to you about it.
Okay. Would you like me to send over the manuscript?
Manuscript will be sent. Yeah, manuscript. I would like to receive the manuscript as well, but let's have a phone conversation with each other,
okay.
Each other first of all. Go ahead, please.
Okay, so you just want me to explain a little bit more about the story?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, so it's about a woman named Carol and her son Bryson, and they kind of embark on this journey when they move to a new town. And so basically there is history in this town. So there was a mass school shooting, and that's all in the beginning of the book as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so Carol kind of does a deep dive because Bryson goes to that school that had the mass shooting. And Carol, she's also a journalist. So she has that passion to dig deeper, but it kind of gets her in trouble within the story. So as we go along, Carol kind of does some searching. She meets new people in the town. She develops different relationships with different people in the town. But as the story goes on, Carol realizes a pattern with the different types of tragedies that happen and that are still happening within the town. So she has a job working as a journalist. So she has a story that she has to be placed on, and what she finds out is things happen, some crazy things happen. And she's wondering why are these people doing these things, these committing these crazy tragedies. And she wants to dig deeper, and she finds out that they all have the same doctor. So she goes and she digs deeper in the doctor's office. She finds finds out this mass cult thing that's going on, and like, the cult is not just any cult. The book is kind of sci-fi as well, because they're not just humans. They're not just humans. She's thinking these are people, but they're actually something else. People might call them extraterrestrials or outer terrestrial dimensional beings. But there's different names for them, but she finds out that these people are not people. And so the town is kind of, she didn't know how deep the hole went. So basically the town is full of these kind of invaders, and they have this just an agenda to kind of take over, and basically they want control. So they're testing on different people and making them do the most heinous kind of crimes. And so, like, she just being who she is, she has a military background as well. She's not afraid to dive in there. So she digs in deep, gets herself in a world of trouble. There's a scene even in the book where they chase her and she's trying to make it out alive, and towards the end of the book, she tries to get out of the town, and so what happens at the end of the book, she realizes that it's even bigger than what she thought, because a soldier of some sort. He's not in like any division that we would hear about, but he understands that that these things are out there, and he's been fighting a secret war between them and the defenders of this invasion. So basically what happens at the end, the soldier comes and he actually saves her and Bryson from an attack, and basically that's kind of where the series, the first book stops, and then I'm working on the second one as well. But in between there's a lot of filler. She finds a romance life a little bit, but towards the end of the book, she doesn't really know who to trust at this point.
Okay.
Because,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So now I've gotten feedback on the book because I have put it on Amazon, mm-hmm. and I have sold copies, and I have gotten all 5-star ratings so far on the book.
Mm-hmm.
And people are asking me already when the second one is coming, but I don't have. I do SEO work myself for my business,
mm-hmm.
but I don't have experience with Amazon search engine optimization, but
mm-hmm.
I'm still learning. I'm still learning it, but I want to figure out how I can spread my reach. And that's basically why I was just like, well, what if I reach out to publishers who know what they're doing? Maybe they're
mm-hmm.
interested in the book. And let me just give it a shot,
Mm-hmm, for sure, for sure. So there's a lot more that we can do for you, and like a Google preview book, and we can do some social media promotions for you, and we can just, like, if we do it, I can book a slot for you, which I can give you 90 minutes of a marketing strategy call that will be discussed for you with our marketing specialist, who is actually interested, and we are going to bid for your project here. That's what we do.
Okay.
So whoever is interested in marketing your book, they will pick your project, they'll give you a call, then they'll be calling you about it, and they'll discuss the complete Amazon optimization, search engine optimization that you're already doing, so we won't cover that. So Amazon optimization will be done accordingly. Video reviews will be there to book launch. Some animated video, we're going to provide you that as well. Could be a 60-second video. And then do you have an author website set it up?
I can build one because I have another company on the side with the web design company. So it doesn't take me no time to build websites.
We can do that for you.
Because
if you're like doing the complete plan for you, so we will be designing and giving you a website based on our criteria, HarperCollins' criteria, so we can meet that. Then the promotion bookmarks design, 5 of them will be provided to you. And also some like promotional business cards design and blogs and articles marketing, blogs written and posted on high authority domain platforms. That's what we do to generate like more sales out of this. And in the end, we'll be offering you a press release campaign. There will be 5 press releases which will be provided out to you for this story.
Wow. That sounds amazing.
So you tell me, like, how soon we are, like, ready to go. Like, we are actually interested in promoting this book for you. I personally am interested in. I wanted my associate to find out your number, and I'm glad he did. And he provided me your phone number. I had your email address only, but I don't believe in email addresses. Phone calls are the best. You just
yes,
get
sir.
To the client. You just get to the client and speak to them. And so this is something like which we can do for you in order to promote this super great story that you have written so far. So you tell me how soon you're looking to start, what sort of budget that you have in mind, so I can give you our pricing and we can get this started.
Okay. Well, what is your pricing to get out there for like a standard package or something?
Standard plan is for $3,000. In which all of the things which are being mentioned to you, which will be provided to you, out of which you'll pay 40% in the start, And once you receive the once the first part is completed, then you pay the next 30%, and the last payment,
okay,
once the project is completed, you'll be provided. We will provide us the next 30%. So the payment will be installments. It's nothing upfront because it's not a discounted cost. It's a fixed price because we're going to bid your project here, and people are going to pick this project, whoever is interested. I am personally interested, so I might do this project myself for you.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. This is like a dream come true. I definitely am interested. I didn't plan to spend that much for the marketing as of right now, but
okay,
I knew it would be something. I knew it would be something around that. But basically, I wanted to get an idea of what it would cost to kind of generate the marketing.
See, I know. When the client has a great story, it's a heart-touching story. Some people do not have the affordability to market with a publishing house like us. So what we do, you tell me what's your budget, like how much you are willing to spend. If there's something I can help you out with, I would love to do that because I like the story. And if not, then I would have to say sorry to you.
Let me see here.
Mm-hmm.
So, now if I did some of the work as well, would that contribute to decreasing costs? Like if I built the website, or do you guys have to do that for your own purposes or marketing purposes?
Like, you are right. What you can do is you can, during this project, if I'm starting the work for you today, so we'll give you at least like 3 weeks to design a website. And within 3 weeks from now on, you can provide us your website. Once it is ready, I will share it to our development team. If there is any revisions which needs to be done on your website, we will make them based on your input to match the criteria. That's no problem.
Okay.
That's definitely going to save your cost, for sure.
Right. Now, will there be any special promotions on the HarperCollins website or...
I think yes, I can help you out with that too. Give me one second. Which state you're in? Okay, it's
Virginia
540. Okay. What promotions we're running on? Let me ask my marketing guy and check with them what they're offering for today. Just give me one moment.
Okay.
Okay, 20% off on all the packages in Virginia today, which has been promoted by us. So I can apply for that discount for you. And
okay.
Give me 1 second. So $3,000 after that, it will come, if you don't get the website included in it, it will come down to $2,500, out of which you can pay us $1,500 to start with. And then the next payment will be done in installments.
Okay.
Is that possible for you?
It's a little bit more possible for me.
I can break into more installments if you want to. That's no problem at all.
Okay. So the initial price would be $1,500 and then $500 installment.
That's correct.
Okay. I would have to look over my finances for a moment and see if I can.
How much you can do? Let me make a deal. You're talking to me. I won't be available for so long in the next day, so you can talk to me directly. Let me know how much you can pay. Then I will give you my man to work with, and I'll give you a team to work with, and then we can go from there. You can tell me how much you can pay up front.
Let's see here. I didn't really think about it. I haven't really looked at the finances lately. Let me see here. Is $250
$250
something I could pay today, or
can you do it at least like $1,000 or $700 so I can at least like create your account and get you connected with someone who can work for you? And let's say if within a week, if somebody don't pick up your project, I will refund your money. But I don't want that to happen, because I like your story and I really want to work on this for you. If you can try to make it around like $700 to $1,000 right now, I would be more interested in working, and I can definitely help you out in that case if you do that.
Yeah, I wish I could right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I wish I could make a decision right now, but I don't think it would be beneficial for me to not look at the finances before I make a decision or give a substantial amount of money right now, just for finances that I have. I run two businesses as well, so and they're small businesses. They're not large businesses, but, you know, so I would have to look at everything and see what I could do.
Can you do the rest on Friday?
On Friday?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let me see. I was at the. Let me go. Let me see if I could get my. So, I for the $750.
Yeah.
Could I? Would I be able to make a decision in a little bit? I don't know if I could make a decision right now.
No problem.
Yeah, I'm sorry. What time are you guys open to?
I'll be available for the next 2 to 3 hours more. I get off at 6 Pacific. So give me a call on this number, and I'll see if I can help you out. So make sure you do it today.
Yeah.
So if I don't answer, my associate would answer the call. You can ask him to connect me to Thomas.
Okay. Yeah, your name's Adam?
My name is Thomas.
Thomas. Sorry. Okay. Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate everything. I'm going to give you a call back here. I'm just going to pull up my computer and see what I can do.
Yeah, definitely. Go ahead and take your time. If you try to make it around like $700 to $1,000 today, that would be great too. Otherwise, no problem. You can do that on Friday. I'll try to make it happen for you.
Okay. All right. I appreciate that so much.
No worries. And do you have a pen and paper with you?
I have a phone with me. You can
write down a number.
Okay.
408.
What's the 408?
740.
740.
3663.
28663?
No, that is 408-740-3663.
3663. Okay.
Send a text on this number with your name on it, and mention my name in the text too, and you may connect with me through text messages as well, all right?
Okay, thank you, Thomas. I appreciate it.
No problem, Tyler. Nice talking to you.
You too.
Bye-bye. Bye.